Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I need some advice because we spoke about it a little bit earlier in the show. My little boy is 24 weeks at the moment.
Yep. Bacon inside there.
He is cooking. And I was looking through the app this morning and seeing, you know, what little changes are happening to him this week. And it turns out by 24 weeks, the baby's brain is fully formed. So all he's got to do is start like packing on the fat and the muscle.
Isn't it weird that your unborn son, who's 24 weeks old, fully formed brain, and here you are defying odds at 34, and we're still not so sure it's done.
How dare you? That's so mean. They say the brain activity that they experience for the next few months in the womb is exactly the same to what a newborn is the day they're delivered.
Sure.
At the end of the, you know, whole gestation. Basically, this week also means that the rest of his systems are fully grown as well, which means he is hearing perfectly right now.
Well, I wouldn't say, like, if someone's listening in a smart car, listening on the new K-Rock app, which you can get for free.
Yeah, it's probably not that crystal clear.
Probably not that good. But he's probably hearing what I imagine is...
Right. Well, they suggest at this age, while they're there in the womb, you start playing music.
Yes, yes.
For them.
100%.
Because what you play for them now will be soothing for them once they come along.
Yeah.
And my husband and I can't seem to decide what song / artist we need to make the soothing song. Because we're like, this is a song we're obviously going to have to listen to over and over again.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We did this, my wife and I.
You did? Yeah, you picked a song?
We'd put the phone on her belly and, oh man, what was the song? It's probably like a Kings of Leon or something like that. Or like my wife's like really into like Leon Bridges and stuff. It might have been a Leon Bridges
song. My husband's suggestion, Wu-Tang Clan.
I had a feeling it was going to be the Wu-Tang Clan.
We're not. That can't be his soothing song.
You don't know what it is. Like what I like my sister and I, my mum gave us a, like she calls it our birth song.
Yeah.
But essentially when we were like less than 2 months old, her and dad were living in Shepparton and the radio station there, I think it was like Sun FM or something. Back then, radio used to play pretty much the same songs at the same time every day.
Oh, really?
And so, like, my sister's birth song when she was trying to put her down for an app was Horses by Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, my God.
And mine was Jukebox in Siberia by Skyhooks.
Right.
So that's, like, our little
I assume those
songs.
Are the only two songs that they had on the air in Shepparton, early 90s.
In the 90s, yes. So, I mean, I think you should really, like, the fact that you're not marketing K-Rock to your unborn child.
Well, I mean, every day we're in the studio, so he hears the entire K-Rock playlist every single day.
Big hit energy.
I think that big hit energy is going to be very soothing for him.
Oh, I mean, there's nothing like placing the phone on your belly, though.
Yeah.
And that's the vibrations are in there as well.
Well, this is what I'm also worried that TikTok,
when you're sitting there,
algorithm is going to be
Look, this girl, she's standing on ice and she falls, but she doesn't fall. And then, is she going to fall? And then she falls.
So that's probably what your baby's hearing there. As you know, your chin's touching your chest while you're on TikTok.
Either that or the Gilmore Girls playing in the background. Because I will be watching TikTok while I'm watching Gilmore Girls.
First words will be, Lorelai. Having not seen the Gilmore Girls, I'm so worried.
That's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rory.
Those are the two main characters. They are the Gilmore Girls.
All right. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're setting your son up. I think get a bit of Wu-Tang in there as well to know. Because then there's a bit of mum, bit of dad.
Sure.
You know, we've all got our different things. So.
I don't know if dad's songs are at all appropriate for a newborn. So.
Oh, man, imagine. All you sucker MCs. That'd be, I mean, that's Kevin J, but regardless.
This is Tim and Jess.
Something extraordinary took place on Saturday. The Cats absolutely walloped Richmond at home. So it's great. The Cats are absolutely flying around this time of year.
Always good to see, Tim. And I think a few people really hoping the Cats will be able to take down a few other teams.
Yes, we're loving it.
Before the end of the season.
Joining us now on the show is one of our favourites, Sean Manner. So good to speak to you. Sean, you must be pretty happy after the win on Saturday, arvo.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tim and Jess. Stoked to be back on. Almost as stoked as the game on the weekend. It was, clinical in the end, but yeah, still a lot of things we can take out of the game that we need to work on for, you know, the following seven games and then finals as well. So yeah, Richmond are obviously a young team, but they're going to be good in the future. So yeah, they left us with plenty of things to work on, that's for sure.
Sean, I don't want to jinx anything, but I've been doing some of the maths, and I think every time you talk to the Tim and Jess show before a game, you end up winning the game that you you next play. So this is a really good omen for the Giants in Sydney this Saturday, don't you think?
That is fantastic. I didn't know that stat, so thank you for delving into that. But hopefully you haven't jinxed it, and yeah, hopefully we have a good win this weekend. But if that's the case, we might have to make it a weekly thing for the rest of the year, because it'd be nice to win every game from here on out.
Okay. I mean, if we have to do it, you've handcuffed us. It just so happens you're a bloody lovely bloke. Speaking of lovely blokes, George Stevens played his first game for the Cats on the weekend. South Warrnambool boy. Had a lot of the footy, kicked a goal. It must be so exciting to see Georgie boy out there doing well for the Cats.
Oh, I'm glad you brought him up. It's one of probably everyone's favourite players at the Cats. He's an absolute star on and off the field. He's absolute gentleman for, you know, he's only 19 years old. So and obviously Cats fans seen on the weekend what he can provide now, and I think that's just a glimpse of what the future's going to look like. He's only going to get better as well. So. He loves the goal, and for him to kick on in his first game was pretty special. And to have, you know, we had four of us guys that got drafted last year together all out there playing, so that was pretty cool. And we just need Sully to kick a goal now, and we're all to kick on from that draft class.
Now, he's in that club of first goal in first game, which is obviously the super club is the first kick, first goal. I'm trying to remember for you, Sean, like, when was your first goal in your first game? I imagine you remember it pretty clearly.
I do remember pretty clearly. I only played a quarter, but no, I had a couple of chances and I missed them all. So
thanks for bringing it up.
We
Tim.
Had a good win against St Kilda though. Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. But
sorry.
No, I'm in the more exclusive club, which was first goal and second game.
Yes,
a bit more special.
Of course. That's the one you want.
Oh, that's great.
Sean, this Saturday is also going to be Jeremy Cameron's 100th game for the club. It must be pretty incredible. I mean, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of big names in football, but a lot of them happen to play for Geelong. And, like, how does it feel being one of those players that gets to play along greats like Jeremy Cameron and others in the team?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, to be fair. Like, and you probably don't appreciate it enough. Like day-to-day is what you should. You know, these guys, we're training with them every day and then playing with them obviously on the weekend, and, you know, you guys get to see what they produce on the weekend. We see that every day. We should pinch ourselves a lot more and realise how special it is to be playing with, you know, Jez and Danger, Tommy Stewart. Like, I could probably go through our whole list at some point, and, you know, they're going to be legends of our club, but also the game. So for Jez to play 100 games for the Cats is pretty cool, and, you know, obviously pretty special on the weekend when he kicked his 700th goal as well. So, you know, hopefully you can play another 100 games for the Cats and kick another 300 goals, because, you know, 1,000 would be pretty amazing.
He's from, like, things that some teammates of yours have said, and even your coach Chris Scott have said, Jeremy Cameron kind of has the Jeremy Cameron rule, where if he wants to go down to the back line and help out or wants to run away from the forward 50, he can do it. When's the Sean Manor rule coming into effect, where you can just do what you want, Shawnee?
I think I have probably another 300 games to get to that point. Old roaming Jerry. We love when he gets around the ground and does his thing. Because, yeah, obviously, we mentioned how good he is around goals, but you've seen on the weekend a few times passages of play where he actually got the ball in the back 50, and I think he got one to Danger where Danger kicked on his left. So he's an incredible ball user. So if we can get him in the game as much as possible, it's only going to benefit us as a team. So I don't think we'll get the Sean Manor rule in effect, but maybe if we can get Scotty listening to this, we could find one. But it's just pretty cool to be playing out there, to be fair.
All right, we'll send it to his people. We'll get it all sorted, and we'll see you roaming around taking kickouts next weekend against the Giants.
I love that. Appreciate it.
Sean Manor, we always love getting you on the show, so thank you very much, and best of luck for this Saturday arvo against the Giants up in Sydney.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. And hopefully we keep this streak alive, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Speak to Tim and Jess. Win games of footy.
We'll make it happen.
There we go.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I don't claim to be a fashionista.
Thank God. Because I was going to absolutely unload. I think you look adorable.
Thank you.
I think we've talked about this before. I don't think you and I are fashion icons.
No, we don't go for the trends.
But we have our individual styles. I think you know yourself better than I know myself in the fashion sense.
Right. I wear what's comfortable. I don't wear what's on trend. But speaking of trends, I have noticed something, particularly since the school holidays began, the last couple of days. If you walk through Westfield, it's absolutely heaving.
The youths.
The youths are out and about.
I love it, though. It reminds me of, like, I never used to go to, like, a place like Westfield. Like, that was a special occasion. If we'd go into Frankston to watch a movie and go to the food court at Frankston, that was a pretty big deal.
School holidays for me was always like, okay, Mum would give us $20 and be like, have fun, and we'd just go and, like, hang out at the shops for 3 hours.
But, of course, she was a very present parent, Jess, yeah. And she would know where you were at all times, and there would be good communication.
Yes, she did.
Jesus, why am I... Your mother's going to get hit up. I'm trying to protect your mum.
It was the early 2000s.
Thinking of you, Loretta.
Different time. But I have noticed, like, a whole bunch of kids, you know, wandering around the shops in groups, you know, the youths all hanging out together. I had to walk past a whole group of them to get into the supermarket today. What is it? So why is it so intimidating to walk past, like, just like a gang of youths?
Someone should name. That's a good name for a band. Someone should write that down. That's a great name for a band.
But I have noticed that multiple of them, and I don't know if you've seen this, Tim, pajamas are becoming outdoor wear.
But what do you define as pajamas? Like,
I'm talking like character pants. Like, I saw three girls all wearing the same Hello Kitty pants. But it's pajama pants.
But here's the thing, like, we don't know if that's a trend right now. Like, if like wearing specifically branded
It wasn't just
pajamas.
Them. There was like Little Miss pajamas. There was like
I'm not going to help you here.
Some superhero. It's green. The Hulk. Hulk pajamas. I just forget the name of the Hulk.
That's all right.
And not only that.
That's so annoying because that's one you identify as the most. You don't want to see me when I'm angry. Sorry.
But also slippers. And I'm not talking Ugg boots. I'm talking actual
like
slippers.
Moccasins, yeah.
Like moccasins that you'd wear indoors. I'm seeing pajama pants and slippers out and about.
Is this
a thing now?
Are you jealous because this is what you wanted to do when
you
were younger?
Absolutely. I would do it right now. Younger. I want to do that. I want to come into the office in just my slippers.
Well, we talked about doing a pajama day last week.
I'm concerned that what you saw wasn't really a pajama day at school. It was just a bunch of youths.
What kids wear.
Wearing the clothes.
Stop calling them the youths. You're 34. You're not that far removed. Neither am I.
You keep saying I'm in my mid-30s.
Because you are, technically. 34 to 36, you're in your mid-30s.
I've never seen this before. Is this becoming a thing?
Maybe. 5522329555. If you know a cool young person, because we don't, give us a call. Have you considered, like, what time were you walking around the shopping centre?
At lunchtime?
Well, that's pretty early for a teenager. You know, they're growing. They're waking up at 10, 11, 8. It's school holidays.
It was nearly 1 o'clock.
Mate, you get up at that time and you have a job today.
True.
So let's not be having a go at people's bedtimes and what time they're waking up.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the, if this is becoming the new fashion.
Are you going to wear your muumuu to work?
I would love to.
Just, and I have to say this out loud, wear a bra.
Well, then there's no point, is there? I may as well be super uncomfortable in regular clothes, I guess.
We just took a trip down to Macedonia all of a sudden because I said you had to wear a bra to work. Oh, this is absolutely unbelievable. You think you tell me what to do? Sorry, just don't do that again, okay? Wear a bra and don't do that again.
Okay.
But it's also been 20 years since you were in year 8.
Okay, wow.
I'm just saying.
That cut deep. How dare you?
It says more about you than it does about me.
But yes, I have been noticing, particularly these school holidays, of course, it's, you know, not warm across Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine, but I've noticed that there are more teens walking around in just like a hoodie. What?
Teens.
The youth. They've been walking around in a hoodie, pajama pants, like very obviously like pajama pants.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, like a huge character on the pajama pants and then slippers.
So you're not, you don't think it's just for comfort. You think it's a trend and that it's cool to do
so.
It.
I think so. Because like if you had have asked, you know, Jessica 20 years ago in year 8 to go outside in her pajamas, she would have been like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's no way I'd be caught dead in my pajamas.
Okay, Megan from Bell Park. Now, Megan, we know you're not a youth. So, but do you know a youth to confirm this? No, Megan. We know you're not 14 is what I'm saying.
No, definitely not. About double that.
Okay. So how do you see this? Is it a fashion trend? Are you on board with it if this is where it's going?
Look, if it is a trend, I'm down for it. I live in my pajamas. I go drop my son off at daycare in my PJs and slippers that have a hole in them, but that's another story. Shops, everything. I honestly don't care.
So as you long do as I'm go to comfy, the shops?
Yeah, I'll go to Woolies, I'll go to Coles, anywhere.
So the thing, Megan, so like you're saying all this and I'm going like, that's awesome. But like a weird part of me, like I feel like I judge you for that if I'm being completely honest. Like I am. If I saw anybody in like a robe in their pajamas, and you obviously like, whether it's for people's comfort or they just go, they've had a morning, I think that's more what you think.
Yeah.
You go, oh man, they must have had a day. But then like that's also positioning it as if they're in their pajamas, it's a bad thing. So weird.
Do you just do it for comfort, Megan, or because it's easier?
Look, it exactly as Tim says, it does depend on the morning. Sometimes I've had a morning and I'm just not going to be bothered to get dressed. But it's just comfort. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because that's what when we get home and we chuck it on because we feel comfortable, we feel safe, we feel warm, especially this time of year. So, Megan, appreciate you calling up. We can't confirm that it is a trend, but good to know that it's trending. So there you go.
It's probably on the rise, Tim.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.